we're going to talk about air travel because it is the end of June. July 4th week is next week. A lot of people are going to be getting on a plane going somewhere. We had a record set on Memorial Day weekend for air travel in the United States. And the Washington Post has a list of rules for flying that I thought we would go through. All right, they start with some rules before you actually get on your plane. And they say the most basic that everybody should follow is get to the airport on time. That if you get to the airport on time, you are more likely to have a good experience. The people that show up late are the people that usually have a very poor experience and get into problems going through security or at the gate.
What is considered on time? 2 hours before your flight?
You know, I've always heard an hour before domestic, 2 hours before international. But I would say 90 minutes before domestic just to make sure you're not stressed.
I always heard it was 2 hours before domestic and three before international.
Really?
Yeah.
I know it used to be two before international. I'm sure of that. But it may have changed. With more time being spent in security, they may have upped it to two and three.
I think an hour before, with some of the delays you can have in security, that's pushing it.
Yeah. They say treat the gate like a hotel lobby, not a picnic, which that is funny. You see so many people just spreading out with all their food and there's trash and, you know, be somewhat orderly at the gate. Gather your belongings and boarding pass before you line up. Cannot tell you how many times you're in line, you're boarding, and the person in front of you is searching for their boarding pass as they're right there and the attendant wants it.
Yeah, I know. That is a tough delay. Or when the person in front of you should not be in that boarding group.
That's their next rule.
What are you talking about?
Their next rule is wait for your assigned turn to board. They say, no, really.
Sure that, Gordon?
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Just what I said and what they said. I don't know why you think you're so important. Well, you could bypass that rule.
I don't bypass
it. Just to try to dunk
you
on
guys,
us.
You guys were there last time we traveled, and they called my name to let me board first.
Mm-hmm.
That was so great. Thank you to the fine Southwest employees that performed this task.
But even before that, if he's in group four, he will try to board with group one.
That is not
always.
True.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely true. Uh-huh. We've seen that so many times. They say that the people who work the gates call those people gate lice that infest the earlier boarding groups when they don't belong there, and it just ruins it for everybody else.
They need to call them out, and they never call out Gordo.
Yeah. Because usually I'm helping the elderly.
One time you help Norm.
Yes, but the other times I get on board early where I don't get in the way of the elderly.
Oh, gosh.
Here's a good one. They say once you're on the plane, find your seat and sit down fast. Boy, if everybody could do this, because so many people get to their seat. There's a line of people behind them trying to get to their seats. And they put their bag down. They open the overhead bin. They take a few things out. They put them in their seat. They put some stuff in the overhead. Then they take off their coat. It holds up the whole process.
Yeah, takes forever.
Use the overhead bin closest to your seat.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. What if it's full? Then what do? You go back or forward?
Well,
usually forward is the best idea.
Because you never want to have to go back when you're deplaning.
Yeah.
And if you do, you should always let those people leave first before you swim upstream like a salmon trying to get to your bag. Or, hey, can you, seven rows back, can you pass that bag to me? Then everybody's got to pass you like a rock star in a mosh pit, pass your bag back to you. So, yeah, use the bins closest to you.
That's dicey sometimes if you're in one of those last groups to board, if you have that carry-on.
They say, remember the golden rule. Do not hog the armrest. If you're in the middle seat, you get both armrests.
Yeah.
Middle seat gets both armrests because they've got the short straw. They've got the middle seat. So aisle and window, if it's a three-seat row, they get their one armrest, but they also have the benefit of the window and the aisle. Middle seat always gets both armrests.
Okay. I think I've
violated that.
No, I think I've adhered to that rule. I just hadn't really thought about it.
The other rules now, once you are on the plane, take a hint if your neighbor doesn't want to chat.
Boy, very few people do that. But how do you give the hint? You just don't respond, or you respond with two-word answers?
The thing is that chatty people are incapable of getting hints, or they don't care about the hints.
Yeah.
Like, they want to chat, and they don't care whether they have your enthusiastic consent or not.
Yeah.
They're gonna chat all over you.
Like John Candy and Steve Martin on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles on the plane. And finally, Steve had to go to his collar and loosen his tie and said, look, I'm really not much of a conversationalist.
Conversationalist, right? Oh, that's okay. I understand.
No problem. Gotcha. You won't hear another peep out of me. Won't say another word. I'm going to zip my mouth right now. Flight attendants are the law. They say, despite what you may think, a flight attendant's job is to keep you safe, not serve you drinks. Listen to their briefings, respect their orders, and take your headphones off when they're talking to you.
Boy, that is the truth. Can we just treat them like humans again?
It has to be one of the most thankless jobs on the planet.
Gotta be.
Especially the last 5 years, where we've seen all those incidents of air rage soaring and... the video that people capture on phones of people going at it with flight attendants.
We treat them like Luca treats officials.
Yes.
Yes. Just everything's a bad call and everything's, a complaint about something.
Another rule for flying, keep your limbs to yourself. Point knees straight ahead. Do not spread.
Okay, that's fine. But if my knee happens to go out in the aisle, don't take me out with the cart.
Yeah, they don't seem to care about your knee in the
no.
aisle. They will run you over.
That's their prerogative.
That's got to be an offensive foul. I support
all air hostesses.
I do too.
Air stewards, whatever.
Yeah.
Just go back and put in the right word.
Here's a big one. One of the Washington Post rules for flying. No reclining, no exceptions.
Okay. I'm down with that.
I disagree.
What about if nobody's in the row behind you? Then you can, right?
Yeah, I think that'd be okay. We got on our flight from Florida last week, and there were a family of three in front of us. Father, mother, kid. As soon as we took off, all three in unison reclined. And I thought, even the kid, he doesn't need that extra
space. Yeah, the kids don't need a reclined seat.
No.
I don't think anybody really does. Is it a little more comfortable? Yes. I won't argue that. But does it make the person behind you who already has no space because it's an airplane, does it give them even less space? Yes. And why would you want to do that?
Here's my rule. If the person behind me is reclined, I will recline. I will recline. Yes, absolutely, because they've already shown that they are people who are fine with reclined seats.
I think that's okay.
And they're behind me, and all I'm doing is maintaining that same distance between the seats.
Yes.
Had they not been reclined.
I think that's a good rule. You're not doing anything they're not doing.
Right.
So you'll do the full turnaround and look at them and see where they are, and you go, okay.
Yes.
We're clear.
Now, usually it's best if you can do that a little bit stealthy and... kind of scope out to see whether they're reclined. But yeah, if you have to, you turn around and look and see if they're reclined. If they are, then it is a violent throwback of my seat.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I like that rule. Here's another rule for flying. The aisle seat is the gatekeeper of the row. So you have to know that you're going to have to be getting in and out if people need to go to the bathroom. Maybe if somebody wants something out of the overhead, you might have to fetch that for them.
Well, they always look put out, don't they? When you have to ask them, I'm sorry, but I just got to get something real quick.
Another rule, and I'm all for this, the window seat controls the shade.
Yeah, we've run into this.
I don't know. I think that there ought to be. I think the row ought to vote on the shade.
What the post says is window seat is the boss. Everybody else, if you want to gaze out the window, you should have booked the window seat.
Okay.
Yes, if the person on the window seat has it down, I think that that you can't request that they put it up where you can see. But if it's up and they're looking out the window and it's bright and the whole plane is trying to sleep and you're the one person with the window open, I think you're kind of a jerk.
Yeah, and you're also a jerk. Remember, I got into it with those dudes ahead of me last year when we landed in Austin. It's 98 degrees.
Yeah.
And they said, please lower the window to keep the plane as cool as possible. And everyone did.
Yeah.
Except for them.
Right.
And I lowered it for them. And then they had a big problem with them and put it right back up.
God, it was so tense.
We almost went over a window.
Another rule for flying, keep your shoes on. Amen to that. Nobody yes. wants to smell your foot odor.
And especially for dudes, let's quit the open toe shoe.
Mm-hmm.
The sandal.
Okay, you're directing this at Corby now.
And probably a few others here at the
obviously.
Ticket. Yeah, Bob may be a violator of that.
Here's one that relates to that. Your seat is not a spa. This means no nail clipping, nail filing, nail painting in your seat.
Yeah.
Ditto for teeth brushing, shaving. I told you on a flight I saw somebody flossing. That's so gross.
That is gross.
I also saw on another flight a person in front of me take their shoes off and clip their toenails.
Oh.
Yeah, Norm may have done that on a flight.
I think he did.
Here's one that's always a little tense. Watch what you're watching. If you're watching racy content on your laptop, just make sure there's not an 8-year-old sitting over your shoulder also watching that.
Yep.
Yeah, that is tense.
No headphones, no sound. You should always have your headphones on if you're listening to something. On the flight we took last week, the flight attendant had to come on the PA a couple of times reminding people, I think they had one violator, reminding people not to just sit there and watch a program on their laptop with the speaker sound up from their laptop.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
How does that not click with people?
I don't know.
This is a funny rule. Soup is not a plain food.
Yeah, that is like the worst thing you could try to consume while you're taking a flight. A hot cup of soup or a bowl.
A bowl filled to the brim.
Another rule, your neighbor's shoulder is not your pillow.
Yeah.
I've occasionally seen this. I will let it go if the person next to me happens to be very attractive and of the female or male persuasion, and they happen to fall asleep on my
little better.
On my shoulder, I'll let it go.
Mm-hmm. If they do it to me and they're laying on my shoulder while sleeping, I will reach over and gently kiss them on the forehead.
Oh, that's nice.
And if they object, I go, but wait, you were doing this to me. You were showing me affection, so I don't understand.
Respect the seatbelt sign. I would say that's something I do now more than ever. I'm always buckled in if I'm not up and about because of all the air turbulence stories we've seen.
Oh, God, those are scary.
The beverage cart is not an open bar at a wedding. A drink can calm your nerves, they say, but a drunk can ruin the flight.
Yeah, and a lot of that is pre-flight, too.
Yes.
When talking about not making the terminal a buffet, I don't know why that's an open bar either.
Here's a good one. Don't treat the bathroom like Keith Moon's hotel room. Why do people destroy the lavatory on a plane?
I don't know. And if you can help it, don't do the evil.
Right. Yeah.
Hold that. A lot of bands have that rules with their buses. I think we all ought to make that a rule for you can hold it for an hour and a half, can't you? Sometimes.
Hold evil?
Yes.
If you can't, that's understandable.
Yeah, I mean, that's better than the alternative.
Yeah, if it's number 3, you got to go.
Yeah.
Just make sure you flush it and you clean up.
Yeah.
Another rule for flying, don't yell at crying babies. I never understood this until I had a crying baby. And the incident I told you about, our bathroom incident from a few weeks ago, I have to doo-doo. Nobody yelled at me, but I got a lot of glares, and I think they were from non-parents. And I used to be that person. Why can't you control that baby? I never said that to a parent, but
gotta
I thought
have some
it.
Patience.
But you got to have some patience. And then some post-flight rules from the post in this article. If you clap when the plane lands, be prepared for side eye.
Yeah.
Probably
shouldn't
do that.
Hasn't happened in a while, but I have experienced that before. It's weird.
It's usually on an extremely turbulent flight or landing. It's still always weird when you clap when you do land. Don't crowd the aisle. That's a pet peeve of mine. So the plane lands, you get to the gate, ding, then everybody can stand up. And then the people from aisles behind you walk down the aisle and get ahead of you. Just wait your turn.
Yeah.
If it is somebody trying to catch a connecting flight, they'll usually announce that, and then I don't have a problem letting that person go. But it's usually just people being an ass.
And shouldn't it be aisle stands first, too? It shouldn't be the window seat stands and tries to get in front of whatever his row mates are?
They say just...
Row jumpers, are you okay with that or not?
No. Not okay with that at all.
The guy who sprints up the aisle?
Hate that. I hate that. And I will pretend that I am on the block in an NBA game.
Oh,
especially
come on.
If I'm on the
Stop
aisle,
being
I will
an
get
enforcer.
Up and I'll put a butt on that guy and shove him
that's
back.
What I'm talking about.
I'm not shy
important?
About that. Just like national parks, they say leave no trace. Clean up after yourself. Make that seat as nice as it was when you found it.
Yeah. Speaking of parents of young children, there are parents who have left dirty diapers in the seat back pocket.
Oh my God.
That's horrible.
We've had air hostesses, what do you call them again?
That's
stewards.
Flight attendants.
Report that.
That's
told
terrible.
Us that.
Wow.
Is what that is.
That is awful. All right, a few rules for flying if you're headed out on summer vacation this summer or next week, July 4th week. Think about some of those.